This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's not surprising to hear that the Sonoma County Airport has joined with 28 other commercial airports in California to form a collective lobbying group. The surprise is that until this month, there wasn't such a group to join.
As individual airport operators, we have a hard time hearing about legislation that is going on in Sacramento. So Sacramento was the main focus. And usually by the time most of us airports heard about something that was being sponsored, it was too late.
John Stout, manager of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport, yes, that's the full official name now, says the timing for the formation of the California Airports Council is not coincidental. It was triggered by some specific situations.
Airports are required to have a wildlife management program to protect aircraft from wildlife hazards, such as birds and deer. The Sacramento Airport has a very large bird problem because of the flyway that they're in. They have a permit under federal regulation to take a few birds to help protect the aircraft. Well, under state law, that is not recognized. So the state Fish and Game Department came out and wanted to arrest airport employees for doing their job protecting the aircraft. And so a group of airports got together and worked on legislation that was just recently approved to match the federal law.
That's not an issue here, but Stout notes there are a couple of federal policy matters that will have a direct effect locally. A proposed increase in the per-ticket fee that airports are allowed to charge to fund maintenance and construction is one that could help Sonoma County, but the other looming issue emphatically would not.
Congress has been talking about changing the aircraft firefighter requirements at airports, and most airports oppose that because of small airports. It would require a huge increase in staffing. For an airport our size, we would have to add about 18 people and impact our budget $2 to $2.2 million. At that increase, Horizon would not be able to operate because our fees would be horrendous.
The airport currently has a staff of just 13 with an annual budget of less than $8 million. Meanwhile, work is quietly continuing on their long-awaited runway expansion project with the environmental impact report for it due out in the spring.
We're hoping to be complete in 3 years. The goal is to have the environmental documents certified and approved by the end of 2010, start construction late summer of 2011, and be done late 2013.
The effects of the poor economy are being felt in air travel in and out of Santa Rosa, but it could be much worse. Stout says their passenger traffic is down just 10% for the year. Horizon Air, the lone commercial carrier serving the local airport, remains happy with things at the destination known to baggage handlers, for some unknown reason, as STS.
That is a designation applied by the FAA, and we cannot find any records of how that designator was applied to us. But it's the same for Oakland or SFO, and it's just a combination of three letters. Like Fresno is FAT, so some don't make any sense.
So Stout has come up with his own wine country meaning for his airport's designation. Swirl, taste, and savor. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.